crowd in the Wedgwood Resort Borealis Ballroom grew boisterous as they waited for the meeting on the Ambler Road project to begin. Michelle Moses is second chief of the Alatna Tribal Council, and she says she came to share her concern the project would harm the land around her community.
We want to protect this pristine environment.
Next to Moses was Harold David, second chief of the Allakaket Tribal Council. He came to tell federal officials conducting the so-called scoping meeting that the road the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, wants to build will reduce the number of moose and caribou his community needs to subsist.
Yeah, I get 100% of my food out of the land, and clean water is very important.
Julia Mickley with the Northern Alaska Environmental Center says those are common concerns that have been voiced repeatedly by Native people who've spoken during meetings held this week and earlier this year.
And it is time for ADA and the state to listen to the people of the region and stop the project. People are very concerned about impacts to subsistence and their way of life.
Others at the meeting worried about ADA's plan to pay for the $350 million project and the $10 million in annual maintenance and operations costs. Anna Plager is a Fairbanks resident who lived in Ambler back in the 1970s, and she worries the state might get stuck paying the tab.
ADA would be on the hook if the mining companies build it and then for some reason they can't afford to maintain the road or whatever, whose responsibility would that be? It would still be on the state, and it would come out of our pockets.
Most of those at Thursday's meeting expressed similar concerns, but several others told the panel of federal officials who've convened the meetings that they support the road and the proposed copper mining project that it would lead to, including Wilmer Beatus, who lives in Hughes, a village on the Koyukuk River about 50 miles southwest of Allakaket.
We are for the Ambler Road, we're pro-development. I think it'll create a lot of jobs for our people. High unemployment rate out there, and it'll help our community very much.
And Dave Prusak of Fairbanks says he thinks the issues raised by project opponents will be allayed through state and federal responses to the comments provided during the scoping meetings that are held as part of the Federal Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, process.
I'm confident that in the EIS process, a lot of the concerns that people were concerned about and talking about are going to be addressed.
Seven more scoping meetings on the road project are scheduled, including tonight's in Wiseman and Monday's in Anchorage. After Thanksgiving, meetings will resume in Western Alaska communities, including Kotzebue and Ambler, through December 12th. The BLM will continue accepting written comments till the end of January. Then that input will be used to generate a draft environmental impact statement around March of 2019, a final EIS at the end of 2019, and possibly a final decision in early 2020. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.